प्यार है। Your word the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And it is finished. He has released his word. His word of healing, I feel it, I know that his word of healing is just hovering in this room, available to whoever wants healing this morning. And I feel especially that there is this anointing on chronic illnesses, illnesses that keep coming in your life again and again, that just go off for a little while, but then they come back again. I believe that the word of God is healing. When he said that it is finished, by my stripes you are healed, that is his word, and his word is powerful. And in his word there is the potential for healing this morning. So if you need this healing this morning, we're going to sing this again over you, that the word of God is here. It calms the raging sea. The lack of peace in your body is going to come to peace because the Prince of Peace is here this morning. Yeah, do you believe that? And then it says, how great is your mighty hand that reaches out to heal. His mighty hand is here. His healing word is here. Okay, so if you need healing this morning, just respond to him, okay? Respond to this word that he has spoken over us, that by his stripes we are healed, yes?
And here is the word. Psalm chapter 41, verse 3 says, the Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. So this here is the word for us, to which we can hold on to. Some of us may be feeling, how long? And am I alone in this? No, that is not the truth. The word says he sustains you even while you are on your sick bed. The Lord sustains you. And he would not just sustain you, but he is going to restore your health. So here is the promise we can hold on to.
Had the word that you can quietly comfort somebody. You don't have to pray or anything. If you say, I cannot pray, I don't know how to pray, but yet you can comfort the person in your presence. God's presence is everywhere, always. So if somebody is suffering, your beloved ones or your friend or somebody known to you, you can only sit with that person just quietly and comfort them. Because our God is a God of comfort. Mm. This is based on the book of Job. Mm. When Job was going through all these things, His friends only sat with him. Yeah. They just comforted him quietly. They didn't say a word. They just sat. So beloved, if any one of your known person suffering, you need not say, oh, I don't know how to pray. Just be with them. Comfort them quietly. Your presence is enough, because in you is God. Yeah. And God comforts us. Yes. Amen.
This morning, I know I felt there are some time, you know, God was talking about breakthrough. There's sometime we feel like stuck because of somebody has done something in our life. And God reminded me about Joseph's story. You know, when his father passed away and all his brothers will fear, and they will think, okay, my brother is going to kill us now. And then here Joseph talks about, you intended to do bad, but God intended to do good. No matter what people has done or what happened to you, but God wants to, you know, speak to you today, whoever is here today. God wants to tell you, God wants to turn every bad into good. Yeah. So let's praise God. And there is another word, Job chapter 16, verse 5. I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief. Yeah. So if you are broken emotionally or physically, whatever the way, you know, and God knows, and God is able to heal you and restore you. Let's believe and trust God.
Lord, Darkness with your light, you cast the stars into the sky, you breathe your life into mankind, Creator God. You saw me fall, you saw me sin. God.